GoodHype.com.
Breaking news. We have just found out that missiles have been launched over California by notorious Hezbollah Bishop Lamont.
Testing. 1, 2, this one's in the air. Next one's they lick you. I said testing. 3, 4, this is just a simulation. Next time it's real war. I said testing. 1, 2, this one's in the air. Next one's they lick you. I said testing. 3, 4, this is just a simulation. Next time it's real war.
Bitch. Nah, him not real. In the game of this war, I get some Kim Jong Il. Surprise him with a little advertising.
Hey, what's good?
Tell me, what's happening?
Everything is good. Everything is good.
I've been doubting my man, bro, because we had a string of bad luck lately. Yeah.
Devin, shit on
us.
So happy birthday to Bishop Lamont.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday. Clap him up.
There you go. Thank you. That was yesterday.
What's poppin' with you? I mean, we heard Grow Up. We didn't see you performing on shit. We had the YouTube videos, the other shit. Where's everything in that right now?
Man, right now we just got back from overseas with the Europe tour, Me, Black Milk, and Guilty.
Yes, sir.
And that was a blast. I just got back about a week or so ago.
No doubt.
So what's with the stuff that people are trying to swirl around with the rumors, the stuff with Game and the comments overseas when you were on tour?
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, people that don't know is going to say what they say. But JC, I know what time it is. See, J.C. Young's the type of nigga that's bipolar, and he's a phony-ass dude. Mm. So the part people don't know, because they're like, why is this nigga talking about J.C. Young? First and foremost, I see the nigga in Texas. You know, he got his listening party downstairs, which nobody shows up for. We upstairs doing a birthday party for two homeboys from Houston. He come upstairs. I get right to the front of the stage, like, what's happening? You know, because all this riffraff and all this talking bad and doing all this and that, and we trying to show love. What is it, my nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Man.
His eyes get big. He called me on stage.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Bishop Lamont, it's all love. It's a West Coast moment. Glass Malone, I see you. Get on stage. So we all get on stage. So I get on stage, met the nigga like, we all good. It's good. It's love. Because I'm trying to push that line, but is it really that? It's all love. That's the past. We rolling together. Mm-hmm. So Pete, and I see Scipio, the other homeboy Scipio, you dig? So I'm like, it's all good. It's all good. Everybody all smiles. Jump off stage, they leave in a hurry, you know what I'm saying? Game flash out. Next day on the radio, he dissing me.
Oh, shit.
He dissing Glasses.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
He dissing Glasses, too?
Yeah. I'm the king of L.A. Y'all nothing. Stay in my shadows. I'll tell you when the blow up. I'm like, nigga, we could have caught Fade in the parking lot.
Wow.
Don't take my hand and do some fake stuff or some photo opportunities. Because you don't want to get your ass beat, then run out the club and jump on the radio the next morning and try to disrespect me after I've been showing you love, trying to give you that benefit of the doubt and go, since Face is my family, his mom is like my mom, it is fucking B-Flies all family, nigga, come on in.
Damn.
So, but the nigga's fraudulent like that and phony. So that's what's up with that.
Wow. So it's really like that then, with that dude. Because, I mean, there's been a rumor about Game for a long time, is that he'll say one thing one day, and the next day,
and then go do some
story.
Bitch made shit. But I mean, that's just how she gonna be. That's how that girl is. So,
damn.
You know,
be real.
We gonna get into it, and it's gonna be what it's gonna be. But he's a little girl, so I can only deal with her like a girl, like a daddy should, and discipline this little girl and get him right.
Do your
damn
thing.
All right, man.
So,
do your thing.
That's the bottom line with it. So, you know, he's gonna bite me because he got so many spies. See, the nigga not even standing on solid ground. He's so twisted and so phony with niggas. He use niggas, play with niggas. So niggas will be over there, you know, politicking with him and come right back and let us know what's cracking. So,
yeah.
He corny. He trying to go overseas like I did and drop a corny-ass diss record over in the U.K. Didn't I just do that?
No, because I wonder, though, because I know Glasses at one point was signed to Black Wall Street. And then,
right, but that was because of Face.
Yeah, because of Face.
Truth be told, whenever niggas was over there, that nigga wouldn't pay attention to niggas. He showed Glasses no love. That was Face pushing Glasses. And Faux Bent pushing Glasses.
No shit.
You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. Billboard was pushing Glasses. You know what I'm saying? Game wasn't paying attention to Glasses.
Yeah, because I peeped you in the last Glasses video. I saw you up in there. Yeah, because to me it seemed like there's a section of the West that's united and everybody like all unified pushing that whole West Coast front. But then when I see Game video though, I ain't gonna lie to you, I don't really see the same unity. It's like
you're not because Black Wall Street. He's a phony dude. Well,
yeah.
He's a phony girl. I'm sorry. I can only respond to her as she.
Because
it's a lot of whole shit, estrogen shit that goes on. Baby girl don't want to, unify with other fly dudes out here on the West Coast. He wants to, she wants to keep everybody under her. You see what I'm saying?
She's real, hey,
bubbling.
That's and all we asked.
It started all with Gorilla Black. You know what I'm saying? Gorilla Black family, Hot Dollar family. That's our family. We go way back because they were signed to the same management company.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I know it from the inside. Gorilla Black introduced me to her. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know who Jaycion was. Gorilla Black was trying to put me up on him. Like, you need to get down, game the homeboy, woo, woo, woo. This same nigga shitting on Gorilla Black. This and Gorilla Black, because Gorilla Black was going to blow up. He was coming out of Compton, too.
I heard the diss rhymes. I was on the first album.
A bit bipolar. Bipolar.
It was.
Oh, very bipolar. So I'm over here with Gorilla Black and Hot. Like, you know, don't diss him. You know, we trying to mediate. You know, I'm trying to mediate between them, keep things church. But, you know, that's her. She going to be a hater and hate on Gorilla Black. Gorilla Black, a good dude. He a real ass dude.
Okay, so
Gang want to hate on, you know, she want to hate on him. So that's where it started. Whenever somebody signed or somebody about to blow up, then she got an issue with him.
So I want to ask,
and she want to hate on him.
What's Dre's input on this whole deal? Because I done heard Game basically on tracks. He dropped Dre's name. He be like, tell Dre to do something before I come through the window. And that's on a track he had with Travis Barker. I can't remember.
How's she gonna get into any guarded security $400 million house without security blowing her head off, arresting her before she gets a billion of miles near any land attached to his house?
I had to ask. Cause I know, you know I hear that shit.
That's just cause she heartbroke. She wanna get back to Dre.
That's
she
what I wanted to hear.
Cookies. You know, she missed the walks in the park, I guess. You know.
Oh,
that's
my God.
That's
going to get more fake tattoos. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Starface.
Man, you good Starface, for a quote, bitch. I swear to God, Starface. Man, you be killing me, man.
Starface.
That shit
Starface.
Crazy. Yo.
You know, baby girl got the Heineken bottle sticker on her face. You know, you can't make your mind up.
Wow.
And that's my issue, because you know me, I'm all about love, so we try to unify.
That's what
but dude
like.
Been having it coming for me when he dropped some shit long time ago. And you know, Dre, only reason I didn't get him then is because Dre put the gag order on me.
Okay.
It was like, don't say nothing. You
that's
can't
love.
Say nothing.
That's love.
Don't say nothing back. I'm a grown-ass man.
All right.
And this little girl need to be disciplined. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. So, man, while we on the subject, though, man, I mean, I'm not trying to get you into no situation. I don't want you speaking on something that you shouldn't be talking about. But with Aftermath lately, man, we heard Stat Quo is done. He's on his own. I mean,
Bust is gone.
OB left.
Yeah.
Shady. I think he was Shady Aftermath too, or Shady Interscope.
It was just Shady.
Shady. Okay. Man, what's going on, man?
Man, you know, you asking me the same question that I ask when I always find something out, because I don't always be in the mix of everything going on. You know, I keep it strictly studio, gym, streets, whatever I'm doing, and I'm home, and these are all family members. I don't really know Obi like that, but Obi a good dude because, you know, that's Detroit. So Obi, you know, is going to be attached to some family somehow. You know what I'm saying? Be, you know, D12 or be it Hex, Black Milk, something, Guilty Simpson is somehow. So either way, I feel it either way regardless. But with that situation, Bus left because Bus wasn't happy with the situation. I can't speak for Bus. That's my big bro. Whenever you're out here, I'm with him.
Yeah.
But Bus wasn't happy with the situation. In no way, shape, or form did he get dropped. I always love to clear that one up. Nobody dropped Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes is a boss. Busta Rhymes left because he wasn't happy with what was going on over there at Interscope and Aftermath. And that's, you know, something deeper that you got to ask him about. But I can verify he didn't get dropped. He left.
Yeah. Okay. Because to me, that seems to be the constant. Everyone that leaves is cool with who they came in under. Stat left and said, I got nothing but love for M. Busta left and said, I got nothing but love for Dre.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, the only dot that I can connect is that Jimmy is not wanting to put out what M, Dre,
promote,
and everyone else wants to put out.
Yeah.
Is that,
I mean,
is
you
some
know,
truth
it
to
goes
that?
So deep, it's even more arithmetic to that, and that's so inside that, you know, even I can't speak on that, you know what I mean? But I'll say we keep everything PC. You dig?
Yeah.
No doubt.
They right. keep everything PC.
Appreciate that.
You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, it's business, so you really can't take anything personal. But when it's supposed to be a family situation and things go on, you know, what can you say? And the world won't understand, even if you put it out there, what's really going on. So, you know, the niggas leave it like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And keep it moving. As far as Stat goes, Stat been down for 5 years at Aftermath, Shady Man. And Stat should have been on his fourth album by now.
Yeah. No
you
doubt.
Know what I'm saying? Because dude is so amazing, and that's my brother, and I ride for him. You know what I'm saying? And I'm 100% in his corner, and everything that went down was some foul shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
no doubt.
Foul shit, you know what I mean? And, you know, he's letting it out in songs like that Dear Summer shit or whatever he was
doing. Dear Summer
Part
2 was the illest shit. I mean, one of the illest joints I heard over the last couple months.
I agree.
It's sweet.
And you're going to hear a lot more from Stat.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But he got a raw deal in that situation, man. I really can't go into that because that's so personal. And whenever I speak on things, like when I spoke on the Joel Ortiz situation, you know, people misconstrued how I said and said he got dropped. No, it was some other pimping going on with that. But I defend niggas because I know the real that goes on. Then the rest of the internet world, they don't know what goes on, so they put they put tens on it.
Okay.
But you know, with Stat gonna speak for himself. But you know, it wasn't a cool situation, and
no.
You know, dude really had it popping forever. You know what I mean? And we still doing records, we still riding. I talk to that dude every couple of days because that's my family. It don't stop, but I know what that is.
Do you feel that with the amount of real niggas that didn't got dropped, do you ever worry about you being next?
Man, like, I don't even care about that shit. You know what I'm saying?
that mean you
like
gonna...
this for me, man. I do my thing, and all real niggas, all real music lovers know what I do. So my situation has never pertained on me being with Dre or not, because everything I done did myself. You know what I'm saying?
No
so
doubt.
That ain't never a thing with me. Dre is family. I love my dude. We brothers. You know what I'm saying? We go through it. You know what I'm saying? We argue. I'm a nigga that argues with the nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a nigga that tells that nigga how I feel regardless of how the fuck everybody else gonna feel in the room. I'm not kissing the nigga's ass. I really know the nigga. So all that Hollywood shit is out the door for me. So him and me know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
And that's why I've been here this long. You know what I'm saying? And seen a lot of shit go on. And I could have fallen into that shit, but big homie look out for me, and he know how I get down. You know what I'm saying? And that's the bottom line, but that's never a concern for me, man. I'm so grown. You know what I'm saying? The 30th was yesterday. I'm a grown-ass man, dog.
That's good to hear, man.
That shit don't mean
that's
nothing
good
to
hear.
Me, homie.
So back to you. What's the deal with the Caltroy 2 album? How's that coming?
Caltroy Metropolis. We haven't even got to dig into it like we want to. When we was out there on tour and shit, you know, we was together every night acting foolish, coming up with some ideas. We got a few records already in the can, but we really got to go in. But right now, I'm just trying to get this album done, you know, weather all the crazy storms that come with Interscope and Aftermath.
Okay.
Because there's such a deficit over there. All they want to come out right now is 50 Cent, Eminem, and Detox.
No doubt.
Yep. It's all business. So, yeah.
I'd love to hear this dude talk, man.
Yeah.
I know exactly where you at. I don't feel
that's
like...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I got no reason to lie. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So it's like, on everything that happens, when people be like, you know, why is he talking about Baby Girl? Why are you talking about JCR? It's the reason I'm talking about that girl. You know what I'm saying? That
yeah.
girl is disrespectful. I don't
yeah.
mess with nobody.
Yeah.
I don't hate on nobody. We try to do everything together. You can go check the Wendy Williams interview, a few other interviews. I'm giving him love. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, you're going to see us finally do a record together.
I've heard it.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then dude go left. It's like, you know, I just got to show him what it is. Baby girl got to understand really what it is and where it stands. She thinks she's untouchable. She's invincible. But it's like, you know how I get down. I'm not one of these other niggas. We right here.
No doubt.
Man.
You dig? I'm in Carson, but I'm in Compton more than he is. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
He in Glendale, so in a gated community. So really, at the end of the day, across you from Good Charlotte. So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, you know, truth be told, you know, I'm just like, everything I kick is going to be the real because that's the only way I know how to live.
Hey,
dude, it's all comedy. You know, I'm not going to do nothing to dude. You know what I'm saying? I love his mama. I love his sister. I love his brother. I ain't going to do nothing to dude. You know what I'm saying? Dude is scary as it is. You know what I'm saying? He need a good ass whooping. That's about it. But, you know, I'm just going Eminem, dude. He's jokes. You know how many stickers you got on your face?
Starface. Go ahead.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's, I mean, this touching on my next topic because DJ Quick hit the internet and said, I'm a snitch. He said, I've been in the studio. He
right.
said, I done heard 400 tracks. He said, Detox is shaping up to be that deal, but he can't pick what's going to be out there. And, you know, we couldn't do an interview without asking, when can we look forward to finally hearing the...
I think we've asked it every fucking
every
interview.
Every time. I got to be consistent.
Hey, I'm not 30 yet. I still got 7-8 months. Will I be will I be 30 when it come out or not? Come on, man.
You'll be 30 when it come out, huh?
All right. To hear it. I like that.
Well, you'll be a grown man completely, officially. You know what I'm saying? Because
my balls are 50, old.
50 album coming, M album coming. That gives Dre time to keep working on Detox and seeing what the temperature is from the reaction of Eminem and 50 Cent's album.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To deliver with Detox. So that's not going to be until probably late next year. You know what
okay.
I mean? Looking at how dude works. You know what I mean? And despite there being 300, 400 records, them has already been done. You know, he got bangers. He could already been put it out 3 or 4 times. But he's a perfectionist, and he don't know if those records will still work, which they will because they're crazy, but he can't hear them like that.
Is there any fear, though, that by keep delaying shit that you, like, you keep pushing off something that could be flame?
Yeah, nothing's been pushed this far.
Yeah, in hopes of something better.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually, it can't get no hotter.
You know what? That would be a question for Dre, and I don't think that's the problem. I think his thing is just making sure what he does is up to par for where his ears are and where his understanding is and how he feels the people that perceive him, where the level of the music should be. I think that's the hardest part for him. He's not worried about time. Dude has never been concerned with time.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, look, yeah. It's going to be 10 years officially next year.
No doubt, man. Before we check out, man, we got people in the chat. Anything you want to get out there to the people, to the listeners?
Yeah, man. Tell JC Young that I said hi and I love her. And I'm going to try to get Dre on the phone, stop talking in them headphones. And but, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Bottom line is we're just trying to connect this West Coast thing. I don't want nobody out there thinking I'm going after dude just to be going after dude. Dude is disrespectful. He a little girl. He's a sweetheart. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
And when you're comfortable with that, you ain't going to go, you know, get mohawks and 5 billion tattoos that you never had when you first got signed. You was about to get dropped. Wasn't for 50 writing all your hooks. I'm sorry. I was there at that time. I was a ghostwriter. That's the cutest part, though, because I know baby girl. So if baby girl want that, I'm just going to expose her and put all the facts out there.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I mean? I'm a free worlder. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do like Eminem do to be in the 8-mile. Tell me something about myself. You know, okay, I don't game bang. Don't talk on DA. Don't talk about 190. My album's never coming out. What you gonna say? Right. Well, let's get to the real facts. You gotta get permission to play in other niggas' hoods to play basketball on their courts.
Yeah, basically. And one thing, you know what I mean? That's not in
the
contract.
You gotta pay dudes to roll with you. That's what happens, though, when you sell your soul. Because I remember when Dre and Mike Lynn first signed him, he signed him because he sounded like Biggie. So it's like, wow, that's why you got signed, because you sound a little bit better than Shine at it.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? And then you steal the homeboy Joe B style.
Wow.
You know, she steal Joe B style. It was a homeboy from Pittsburgh, the mailman brought in named Joe Beast. That was dope. And she stole his sound.
Wow.
She did?
Man.
Yeah, listen back to the first album on the song where she drunk. She like, she looking in the mirror. She like, drunk. Something, Dr. Dre T. Listen to the first verse, then listen to the two verses after that, and look how different they are.
Damn. You talking about the first Game album?
First album.
Okay.
The first JC Young album.
Okay.
And listen to that first verse, then listen to the two verses after that, and it's totally different in tone and everything. Because
that's old.
Because that's when she was stealing from Joe Beast.
He about to have me doing homework tonight.
I'm gonna too, man. I'm looking this shit up.
What you just said is exactly correct.
For real, man.
It's gonna be about at least 3 niggas right here who are gonna be researching the hell out of what you talking about.
it's so easy. That's why it's like, girl, don't play with me. I know everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm me. I've been me. I just got buffered because, you know, stress, burnout. You gotta do something before you choke somebody in one of them Interscope buildings. So you keep it cool. But it's like, come on, girl, don't play with me.
You
can't lie no more. You was crying on TV. You said you don't want to be here no more.
Oh,
don't,
man.
Don't do it.
You know what I'm saying? You got everything to live for, but you talking about you want to kill yourself.
Oh, no, he did it.
You know what I'm saying?
He did, too.
Yeah, he took he did. It. He
what you
right
sound
there.
Like?
He went right there.
You know, you talk about Sean Bell, but did you give Sean Bell family any money?
I never heard about it.
I just saw her crying in the on the street side with pianos playing under it.
Oh man!
You know what I'm saying? You just crying.
I'm glad.
I'm along here, man. I'm along with Queen Latifah and Public Enemy.
Oh my god!
Oh man!
What you talking
about? Going all the way in.
Well, he's being all the way honest.
I mean, you know what?
And I say, and the last thing I'm going to say, we're going to get back to positivity. But it's like, you know, people wanted to jump and believe that Game was the underdog and think that he was the victim. Nah, 50 was a good guy because 50 saved his career. He would have never came out if it wasn't for 50 Cent.
Dust.
And 50 Cent did everything right by him. But there's some missing pieces that 50 ain't saying because he just keep a G like that on what really went down, why he kicked him out of G Unit.
Okay. Sure, man. We appreciate the time, Bishop, man.
We're going to keep listening.
That's it. We keep listening. all the listeners gonna keep listening. We appreciate all the insight.
Yeah, but I'm gonna say that now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no grievances towards Baby Girl. Baby Girl just disrespectful, and it's about time people put him in his place. And I'm gonna put him in his place because he wanna play them games. But it ain't no beef. I can't have beef with a girl. You know what I'm saying? I can't have beef at the same time. My best friends, that's his blood, that's his brother. And I wish dude would just be who he really is and be the good dude that he can really be. But he's so into this maze of being this pretend person, he can't be the beautiful person he could really be. Because I've seen it sometimes. But, you know, Baby Girl going to be her. She going to put her Lee Press on nails on. She going to put her wardrobe, you know, she going to put the tomato paste on her chest in the My Life video and sing.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? She going to do what she
wow.
do.
Hey, see, man, I don't want this shit to turn ugly. That's my concern. Right. Nah,
let's change
concern.
The subject then. Let's change the subject. Let's ask him,
what is
your
ugly
favorite?
Pimping, you know what I'm saying? God don't like ugly. So if she want to do that, she going to be smited because I'm not going to allow it to get ugly because I respect his mama and love his mama too much and his sister and Big Face Hunted. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's family. You know what I'm saying? All the way around. It's not like it's strangers and it's on some street shit. The Reformation will be coming. You got my word on that. We're going to get all that situated correctly. And that's the bottom line. And I just had to give everybody that update on Baby Girl because I know people have been asking what's going on with it.
I appreciate the update on Baby Girl.
And that's it. That's all I want the fans to know. I'm not into that rest of the shit. I'm not going to be talking about, I'm going to do this to you. All I want to do is just catch fade. We leave it at that. You know, he can say what he want on his records, but I'm going to tell the truth. So, you know.
All right, man. Happy
Thank
birthday,
you.
My nigga. For real.
I'll let you know, I'm a phone call away, man. Holler at your boy.
All right, man. Be easy.
Oh, we will.
Peace.
Church.
The Reformation coming out next year. And he, I didn't want to ask him about it because it's probably a whole other story. The Impossible Possible 2010.
You can't ask like you did and make my own cash. When I ain't even mad, I still got time to rap.
Hood.com.
Niggas do to try and last it. Testing. 1, 2, this one's in the air. Next one's they need you. I said testing. 3, 4, this is just a simulation. Next time it's real war. I said testing. 1, 2, this one's in the air. Next one's they need you. I said testing. 3, 4, this is just a simulation. Next time it's real war.
The whole world's going to hell in a handbasket. Guess who's gonna carry it, you bastards? I'm about to do shit the devil ain't done. Make your tongue kiss a pistol, all sex with a gun. Trust me, you don't wanna make it come. I watch Boondocks loading up 2 Glocks. Got soldiers from every hood and like Suge got a few cops. Rosters with rockets on their shoulders like it's a boombox. So holler back, youngin', don't be mean, cause my green getting bigger than a tongue.